6 weeks have gone by since the events on Pillion. Rhett, Pike, and Ziggy have been on the trail of Oryx, a raider and jewel thief, while they waited for Ziggy's spiking to pick up new leads on the Scarlet Eye. We join the crew back on the Rhapsody, having just turned him in, finally completing Ziggy's first ever bounty, thus clearing the probational requirement for him to receive his full license from the GBG, the Galactic Bounty Guild. We join the party on the Rhapsody mid-celebration, Ziggy now with one new item, his full bounty hunter's license. You'll notice that a call is coming in to the Rhapsody on the ship, and it looks like it's for the direct interest of Pike, or it's to Pike. Bring, 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 bring.
That's weird. Hey, Pike.
Yeah.
Call for you.
What?
That's what it says.
Yeah, incoming message.
It says right here, Pike Starfall.
That's weird. Okay, I'll get up from the couch and I'll saunter over to where your station is, and
I'll pick up the receiver and I'll hand it to you.
Hello? No way. How are ya? Vanar. Okay, all right. Big Thunder. Okay, all right. Wait, you're saying it's the Hellion. All right. You got a piece of paper I can write down.
Oh, yeah,
give me a second.
Go. Here you go.
And I begin to take some notes while I'm listening. And then I'll say, hey, listen, I'm glad to hear you're all right. Oh, by the way, did Pinky ever recover all right? I really did a number on him on that first day. Awesome. Well, we'll see you as soon as we can. Take care of yourself. And I'll hang up the phone. Listen, guys, you're never gonna believe this, but it's that chick from prison.
You're kidding me.
No.
She fucking found your number, huh? Good for her. What'd she say?
Well, she's on a world called Vanar, and she's been doing some pretty serious stuff. I mean, she's been going after red belts. She thinks that she has a line to a pretty powerful distributor of the Red Line. His name's Big Thunder.
Well, shit. I mean, the fucking guild would pay for that fella.
Hell yeah, and plus this is the best lead we've got in weeks, months.
What did you say his name was?
Big Thunder.
Big Thunder, you think that was his birth name?
Yeah, I bet you he wishes it was.
First name Big, last name Thunder.
Yeah, you never know.
Or maybe Thunder's just confirmation name.
She's doing what she can, but it sounds like she's going to be laying low at a bar called the Hellion.
All right. Well, maybe we go meet up with her. Have I heard of Vanar, and do I know if it's in the Latophia system?
I would say, Rolla. Yeah, roll another history check.
Beautiful.
22.
Wow. Yes. So I think with a very quick check of the nav systems, you have, in the time you've been in the Latophia system, you know that Vanar is a planet that is here.
Listen, I've never been there, but this world, it's kind of split into two levels, let's say. We got the top side and then the underside, which is called the Undercrust. That's where all of this shady stuff is happening. That's where she is, and the Hellion is.
All right, Will. I mean, I guess I have to ask. And I need you to be honest with me, Pike.
Of course.
Do you trust her?
Rhett, I don't say this lightly, you know this. But I trust her with my life.
pull into that gravel parking section, you park the truck, and everybody goes to get out, and you start walking up, and you see a couple people hanging out front. As you're approaching the Hellion, it has this kind of like wide front glass that you can kind of look in as it's coming up, but it looks like it hasn't ever been wiped down once. It has this like layer of just smudge all over it, and you can't quite see in. And Pike, I would love for you to make a perception check.
17.
With a 17, I'll say a split second before this happens, you see it coming, so you may roll a dex saving throw at advantage.
Oh, shit. Thank God. At advantage, you say? 21.
You were able to just move out of the way as...
Look alive! And I jump out of the way and I try to warn everybody.
The glass in front of you of the Hellion shatters and bursts open.
Wow!
This Zorbrak, this bug person with these giant blade arms, as well as these kind of like mandible arms that come off, is flung through, shattering, blasting this glass out at you. The first thing you see wrapped around the waist is a red sash.
As I get, like, I shout this warning and I jump out of the way and make sure that my friends are out of the way. I notice this as he's hitting the ground and I stop and I say, oh, fuck, he's a red belt. Get ready.
Came to the right place.
Is he on the ground?
Oh, yeah, he's, like, knocked out. He's uncomfortable. Whoa, you can inspect him. He's knocked out. He's on the ground. He's been thrown out. You can see, like, almost blood running from his arms and his back as he was crashed through the glass.
If you're checking him out, I would look through the window to see where he came from and try to see what's going on the inside.
So the window is just a little bit, there's probably about 3 or 4 steps up before you hit this landing to go in. You're at an awkward angle to see up and what's in there. You'd have to go inside to see what happens next.
Come on, we gotta get in there. Let's go.
Let's go.
And I would immediately try to usher
on,
us
Ziggy,
into
run.
The into
I'm
the hell.
I'm going. I don't know if you knew this, but this is a really rough joint.
You race forward. You burst open the door. You crash into the room, and you see standing in between about 3 knocked out red belt goons and 5 more crowding around her, you see an extremely familiar figure.
I basically quickly survey the area that I'm looking at, and I take one last drag of my cigarette as I knock it to the floor. I look to my companions and I say, "Well, gentlemen, there she is. Go."
Mikey, can you please join the table?
There it is. Welcome to the table.
Let's fucking go.
So you have burst into the Hellion. A red belt has been flung through the grass, incapacitated outside of this almost like saloon, rundown bar area. You see a destruction, broken chairs, shattered glasses. 3 more thugs inside passed out on the ground, but 5 surround the imposing figure of Ko. Mikey, would you please introduce us to Ko?
You would see beat up already, blood running down her lip and her nose, a 6'6" foot tall Rhizo, blue skin, short horns going up through a white shock of hair. She is wearing a white tank top with an electric blue vest, spikes all along it. She has tiger stripe pants and combat boots that add probably another 2 inches. And so with her horn, she's probably like pushing 7 feet tall, as she is very muscular. And she is holding a huge metal bat that's glowing with this shocking, sparking energy. As she is covered in blood, some of the spikes are in blood. How many have I knocked out?
Including the one outside, you've knocked out 4.
4. And I'm surrounded, and I will look past, and I'm a beat to shit. I already have kind of like a bit of a swollen eye. I'll look at you. Holy fuck, Pike!
I'll kind of start to take like a martial stance, and I'll say, "Do you need any help?"
No, but you can take a couple. Let's fucking go.
And I will rush to her aid.
I'd like everyone to roll for initiative.
Oh, yeah!
Passive perception. I love asking
that. Mine's 14.
Oh.
12.
15.
Rhett, you'll see it first. As the goon 11. Out of it, hidden in the red sash, is gonna say, I got something pretty heavy metal for you. And is gonna take out a blade. And is gonna slide very quickly a blade into Ko's side.
Scumbag!
As you take 7 more points of damage. And you know, Ko, as the blade slides into you, that it's not just metal. It's a poisoned blade.
I feel it. I feel it burn. Oh. As I look at him and it's like, yeah. Okay. I'll give you that. As my eyes roll back and I collapse onto the ground.
Ko! No! And rush to her side to see if she is okay or not.
Roll a inspection or medicine?
Medicine.
Yeah, I'm not attempting
roll a medicine
to
check.
I'm not attempting to stabilize her.
Just understand.
Yes. Oh shit, 23. Look at that.
With a 23, you've watched the whole fight go out. You walked in, Ko is not looking good. Ko is already bloodied. She is down and in very poor condition. She needs to get to some form of medical support very quickly.
I quickly just survey to make sure that we're not in any current continual danger, and I turn to Rhett and I say, Rhett, get over here. She's in a bad way, man. Come on. Come on, open up your eyes. Look at me. Look at me. You all right? Talk to me. Where are you staying? You've got to be staying somewhere down here, right? How long you been here for?
God, these guys fucking suck. What?
Come on, Ko,
where
focus.
Where am I staying?
Where have you been staying? Come on.
With Mrs. Ume.
Do you have an address?
Directions,
anything. Give me an address. Give me something.
Grab my wallet.
Okay, and where I'm gonna see if I can. Do you have like a chain or something that might be hanging from your belt?
Absolutely. It's in my vest.
Okay,
it's a sick chain.
Then I'm definitely gonna like pull on that to see if it'll pull out your wallet.
Yeah,
and see if that...
there's like a demon snake.
Yeah.
There's like a demon
bad
snake.
Bad motherfucker.
Yeah, bad motherfucker. Exactly.
It's on
exactly.
Yeah. It's in my vest.
I'll open it up and
there's
I'll go
no
through.
There's no pockets
it
on my leg.
To see what I can find.
Yeah. I think that there would be a hastily written note that in penmanship that is way nicer, almost like beautiful calligraphic, an address to a tenement building
I'm gonna,
and an apartment number.
I'm going to take that piece of paper and I'm going to kind of like try to pick your head up a little bit, just to hoist you up a little bit. Look at this. Is this right? Is this it?
Yeah. That's,
all right.
That's,
and I'm going to gently put you back down and I'm going to like get to the front of the van, even though it's jostling. And I'm going to hand you the slip of paper. We got to go here. All right. Take us here.
Can't take this.
Oh, the address. Hold on.
I need directions.
Mrs. Ume. I plug it into Space Map Quest. And
yeah, okay.
I endeavor to find this location based on the address that Pike's written down.
You do so. You do the same thing. You re-upgate adding stop as you add the address into the nav for... who Ko has said is Mrs. Ume, where
I get a 19 computers check.
You are, well, perfect. You're able to accomplish it. you punch it in, and the nav updates, and you're racing through. Once again, the dull, faded, neon glows
thank
of
you,
signs.
Thank you, Silica.
Streaking back.
Me, all right.
Ramp in 500 feet. Yeah. Thank you, Silica.
It's about like 30 minutes goes by. The tension rising as you know that every moment that passes, Ko is fading deeper and deeper in the back of this truck as you're tearing up these roads to get to your destination. And you start to see this kind of like four-story, like, brown building with this kind of, like, almost rust degradation kind of climbing up the bottom of it. It not in great shape. As you hear, arriving at your destination. As you're able to pull the truck in, windows stretch up, kind of identifying every floor that you might be able to stay in here. As you screech to a halt, you've arrived at the building you've sought.
All right, we gotta get her up. Come on.
Okay. Just push.
Yeah, then I would basically, yeah, as soon as Red throws open the back of the van here, then Ziggy and I would try to push Ko out gently on this floating device and try to get her towards the front door of this apartment building.
You do so. You are able to move through, you get her to the front door, you throw it open, you finally reach the third floor. And you race down to the apartment number, and you find it. You find yourself standing in front of this door.
Once we're at the door, I'd pound on it and say, Mrs. Ume, we're friends of Ko, let us in, come on!
And the door slowly opens, and in front of you, you see another, like, much smaller, she's probably no more than, she's shorter than Ziggy. She's probably, like, 5'2". Kind of this, you would think at one point had this kind of like orangish fur, but the color is definitely faded. The white undertones have turned kind of to gray as this Shiba Inu inspired answers the door, and she says, "Oh, what's all this noise here?" Almost like squinting through glasses, and she has a little bit of a walking cane as she comes out, and she's wearing almost this like pink like nightgown. She was relaxing in the house. Seeing the layout of all of you in front of her, some of you also probably like a little bloodied, and Ko on this floating stretcher. Come in. Oh, we'll get her straightened away. Come in.
She got in a fight, and we're worried that she's been poisoned.
Oh, poisoned? Who are you in a fight with?
The Red Belts.
Oh, this isn't good. Well, bring her in and I'll see what I can do.
We push her into the apartment.
She said she doesn't have any insurance and that we should bring her here to you. If there's anything you can do, save her.
Oh, it's okay. Calm down. I'll see. I have a couple herbal medicinals.
And she'll be at the sink, and she'll turn on this water. And at first you'll see it'll kind of start to pour out.
This will take a couple minutes.
It pours out, and it's not quite as dark, but it's almost that like color of the river, where it's kind of like this brownish water. She takes this kind of kit as she gathers the water, and she goes and kind of like starts to strain it, and she goes through and is heating it up. And is working to kind of like purify the water. You get the sense before she goes through. She takes the flower from Pike and starts to crush it into a little glass. She grinds it down. It's about 4 or 5 minutes before she's able to purify this water, and she pours it in and starts to stir it together.
Here, give it to her.
I would take it, and I'd hand it to Rhett. I feel like Rhett would be, you know, most capable of delivering this. I don't know, I just trust him.
Well, I think just about making her drink, I feel like you're probably a better suited for this. I mean, you have that personal connection.
Somebody give it to her, for goodness sakes! She's dying on the floor!
Damn it, Rhett!
Pull a cup down her throat!
And I'll try to, again, gently lift her the best that I can to try to sit you upright to the best of my ability. And attempt to try to pour this down your throat.
I will presumably take it quite easily.
Yeah, you will. This aromatic hot water hits the back of your throat as it starts to pour through, and it travels down and it lands in your stomach. And once it hits your stomach, you feel this like warm tendrils kind of almost like crash out to all other sections of your body as you start to feel the effects of this poison lessen. And you take 5 health points of the 21 pool that's waiting on you in healing.
Oh, great.
As you truly begin to start stabilizing.
How do I feel? How are my senses? Am I kind of coming to? I was basically unconscious at the end there.
Oh, yeah. You were like, effectively, as you were coming up to the apartment, you were completely gone to the world. You weren't really gathering where you were or what was going on. You're starting to blink. Your eyes are dry. Your mouth tastes almost like metallic. Washed down a little bit better with the drink you've been provided, but everything about you feels extremely dry, almost like you don't even have blood in your veins. It's dust. As you start to kind of feel yourself to come back to the land of the living.
Is she gonna be all right?
She'll need a little bit of time, but hopefully that should do the trick. Yeah, it depends on what she was afflicted with, but if we got there quick enough, I think over time, through the night, this should help bring her back.
Thanks for your help. My name is Ziggy.
Oh, Ziggy, I'm Mrs. Ume. It's a pleasure to meet you.
What were you getting into back there?
I was smashing some fucking skulls, Pike.
How long have you been out for?
I mean, I've been out for a month. I've been here 2 weeks after you. I want to sit back up. They let me out early. I don't know why. That fucking Waxley guy. He was asking me about you.
He cut me a deal. I got out early, too.
I didn't tell him shit. I did 2 years in the can, not a peep. Not a peep.
This Waxley guy.
Did he say anything? Was it... I don't know. Did he... Let me loose here. He was just... He wanted to know about what Pike could do when we got into scraps.
He's up to something, and I don't know what.
He just might be some fucking stooge looking for a fucking promotion.
I mean, he let Pike off his parole relatively easily, restored our gate codes like it was fucking nothing. And so either this guy's fucking generous...
Wait. Are you Rhett?
Oh, yeah, we should probably meet officially. I'm Rhett.
I have heard so much about you!
I've heard a good bit about you, too, and it's a pleasure to meet you.
Code Tetsutoro stands for knockout.
Stands for knockout.
That's right. Don't let anybody tell you anything fucking different.
So it's after all the skull crushing that you've found this big thunder?
Well, I mean, when I had to break a few bones, a few skulls, a few teeth, but they, all of them said Big Thunder. I dropped a guy down a fucking elevator shaft.
Damn.
Because he wouldn't tell me shit. And when I went down there, I mean, he was alive, but he couldn't really talk anymore. I had him.
Goddamn. Oh, sorry for the wait. Here, I have drinks for everybody. Here you go.
Thank you.
Here you go.
Thank you, Mrs. Ume. I appreciate it.
What is
here
this?
Here you are. It's just a hot beverage made with the same floral arrangements I have. It helps to purify the water that we get. Unfortunately, some time ago, when the work began, the river turned brown. And so now we have to purify all the water before we drink it. But it's good. It's good like that now.
Nah, it's fucking Kyojin.
Yeah, so what's the deal? I mean, this is the first time I've been to Makoro City, and...
They don't give a fuck about the people that are down here. It's just the fucking Kyojin Energy Company. They found another fucking world where they can put their fucking pipes into the ground and pull up whatever the fuck it is that they're pumping up to these fucking assholes up there.
Mrs. Ume starts to walk over towards Ko.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Ume. Freaking.
I understand freaking, your frustration.
Freaking, these freaking guys, I don't like them very much.
They've had an impact for sure.
I mean, you know these fucking guys. They're fucking tearing apart this neighborhood. They're a bunch of fucking bullies. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Those assholes out there with the badges and the fucking mechs aren't doing anything.
That's true.
Good fucking point.
And I can, if they make it back to wherever their fucking hideout is, it's not fucking walking straight or walking at all. Half of them end up at the fucking hospital. I don't think I put any in the morgue yet, but they fucking deserve it.
Well, explains why they want to be fucking dead. Sorry, freaking dead.
I understand your frustration, Co. But what good is a couple thugs in the hospital gonna do if you end up dead? You have to be more careful out there.
I've been fine so far. I've been here for a month. Do you know how many fucking red belts I've freaking red belts?
Look, she's right. She's got a point. All it takes is one fucking time. One freaking time. I'm sorry.
Just a bunch of trash talkers in here. Bunch of lily mouths.
But here's the thing. Redline, they're keeping real fucking under wraps. I mean, there's not a whole lot on it.
Not this guy. I mean, Big Thunder, he's sending it up to the fucking top slice. These rich assholes and corpos and fucking financial types, they're all getting hooked on the shit, too.
So what's his deal? He just doesn't know how to keep a low profile?
I guess fucking not. I mean, I hear people tell him that, you know, I haven't been looking around for him, but apparently he drives some giant, loud-ass, brightly painted car.
So then why hasn't the syndicate whacked this guy?
I mean, I'm on the street level, like, you know that. I smash heads, I break limbs, I take people out when I need to.
I mean, that's a good point. We should fucking get to this guy before he pisses off the top brass of the syndicate, then, if this guy's just some thug distributor.
I guess. I don't know. It's been hard. It's only been people screaming as I fucking break their finger bones. And it's, they're not saying much else. They're afraid of this guy. They're more afraid of him than they am of me!
I mean, how do we get to him? I mean, I guess that's the question, right? We should probably, unless you've gotten anything, we have the truck, we all have our own skills, we can, as soon as you're feeling well, maybe while you recover, we can hit the streets and start doing some recon.
Yeah, I don't know. They've taken over this entire neighborhood, everything in the undercrust. I mean, half of the city is fucking decaying from this fucking red line. You know, it ups you up for a little bit, and then you just crash and wallow as your fucking veins turn to just this, like a glowing glow stick.
Yeah.
Like a bright red. All these junkies and good people are getting on this stuff.
Unfortunately, we've seen some of the fallout.
And it's been quick. I mean, they haven't been in operation for that long. I mean, it's been a couple of years. And I mean, it's the pollution was always bad once Kyojin moved into this place. And once they moved in, it's like the fucking air is greasy.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah.
It's not just the pizza. It's like the air is like...
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like... You know what I mean, Pike?
I do.
You know what I mean?
Look, at the end of the day, the Guild's gonna pay good money for any of these jackasses we can bring in.
We need to figure out some way to get this guy. And
I mean, you know, these guys are... They're tough, but, like, they're no more tough than the hammerheads that we fucking kicked the shit out of in the can.
No, it's not about how tough they are. What worries me is the organization.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I haven't really been... I've just been... You know... knocking skulls and asking questions, but, you know, I'm not a detective, right? I just beat up bad people. He hasn't come out yet. He hasn't fought me yet.
Interesting. So you haven't been able to lure him out at all?
No, usually that works. I don't know why. You know, they're fucking stupid drug dealers. What the fuck else are they gonna do?
Well, if he's a loudmouth, he shouldn't be that hard to find, right?
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
Why hasn't the officers, why haven't they fucking taken care of this?
I don't fucking know. They're useless. I mean, you saw there was a fucking walker 20 feet from that bar. They give a shit? I knocked that bug face right off the fucking window. Right?
And they don't care. They look the other way unless they're fucking involved in all this.
I mean, the good news is they haven't scooped me up. I mean, I've smashed faces in 10 feet from them. And they just look and they just keep walking.
Well, Talking to people's what we do. We gotta do some investigating, I guess.
Yeah, this is gonna take some time, but I think we can do what we're good at.
Well, we got the van for a week. We plan to be here for a bit, and you need to rest.
I mean, I can still get around.
Well, let's just try to avoid
a bit of poison, venom.
Look, don't push yourself too hard. We're happy to have you tag along. But what I'm saying is, let's not try to pick any fucking fights if we can help it. Let's try to keep a low profile, all right?
What you've been able to do is you've been able to kind of almost ingratiate yourself with this community. You understand who these people are. You've spent some time. You've been able to kind of shoot pool with a couple of goons. At this point, probably not taking Ko with you at this stage. And you are able to glean the location of something they refer to as a red den.
Oh, shit.
Somewhere that you've come to know is kind of like a more secure location that they will invite people in and actually almost like... like serve you red line. You go. You open the door. You walk in. And in front of you, you see this like neon red glow that extends over a room. Cushions laid out on the floor. A bar where people can get a drink. And as you give a quick scan of the room, you also notice that you see someone off to the side, and you'll take quick stock of this person is wearing a uniform, and you'll actually see that same logo that you saw from the top slice. You'll see a Kyojin Energy employee laid out on one of these cushions, takes the injector. Plunges it into the neck, and as you see the plunger go in, you see this pulsing, and then just these like red bright lines will shoot throughout the course of the body. As he'll go, "Woo! Yeah!" As he's feeling pumped, and he shoots this up.
The name makes sense.
Yeah, I would. I would definitely like take all this in and try to be as like nonchalant and inconspicuous as possible. Definitely order a drink from the bar so that way I look like I'm doing something, right?
Yeah, you're not just kind of like walking through. You're definitely kind of making yourself a little bit at home, kind of staying out of the way.
Definitely be drinking a little bit, and I would wait for him to maybe like calm down a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, so he's not like
a little bit of time,
like not just like still amped up and going crazy.
Yeah, he definitely has this kind of air of almost like, you know, pumped energy, but there's definitely a moment where it kind of starts to settle. And you can tell that he's leveled out a little bit, but he's still up. He's still feeling good. He looks energetic, but he's not, you know, like crazy. And you think you'd be able to talk to him?
I would just kind of casually, walk over and just say, "Look like you're having a good time."
Oh, baby! Oh, I'm having a great time. You want to hit?
Yeah, maybe in a bit. Right now, I'm just getting warmed up, and I'll lift the glass up and almost like cheers him in the air as I take a sip from my whiskey.
Oh yeah, friend, yeah. Oh, first one of the night, nothing's like it. Ooh.
Come here often?
Every chance I get. Every time I can afford the next ejection.
This is my first time in this den.
Oh yeah. Well, this is one of the best spots. They do great work. They take good care of you here. Best looking servers.
Just, passing through this portion of the undercrust.
Well, welcome. Listen, you want to take a hit? Your first one's on me. A little hospitality.
That's a pretty generous offer. Can I buy you a drink?
Sure, I don't see why not. We'll wash down a little bit of this red line with a little drink. And you flag somebody down, they walk over, oh, yes. Mizume doesn't show up, but...
what are you doing here?
She works two jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
Life is hard, okay?
The grocer doesn't cover the bills.
Ooh!
What can I get you?
I would order another whiskey, ask him what his poison is, and you know, just get him whatever he wants.
Poison's red line. But I'll take a whiskey.
Yep, two whiskeys, please.
Yep, and they show up, and you start drinking.
So you, this is quite the party down here. I wasn't sure what to expect. Every den seems to be different these days.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that Big Thunder, he really gets the red line around. So these places are popping up. You want any corner you want to hit, you can fly right in somewhere and grab a little touch.
I've heard of this guy. Sounds like he's doing the God's work.
Something like that.
Party drug, eh?
I'm having fun, aren't you?
Never better. Listen, you ever meet this guy, this Big Thunder? I hear lots of stories, but nobody's ever seen the guy.
No, nobody meets Big Thunder. He just runs everything, or so I'm told, so I hear. But you know, so you see him get around, kind of flashy. But you don't deal with Big Thunder, not unless you're one of those. They say top slicers, he'll go deliver personal party for a little bit. But down here, we just enjoy the ride.
Plus, if the stories are true, I'm not so sure I want to meet the guy.
Isn't that the case?
Cheers.
And I'm going to instead do a search through this terminal and see if I can find information about the Makoro Public Security. And get a sense of their relationship. If I can find anything about them or Big Thunder or the Red Belts or literally anything, this is the place where I'd be able to get through the back door. I think.
You start to look through. You're punching in. You're quickly as you possibly can. You're looking down every avenue. In the hypergrid as you connect to their behind their firewalls. You punch past their security system and you finally find a file on Big Thunder.
Oh, shit.
What you're able to glean very quickly is that Big Thunder is the code name for Redline Main Distributor. And there's a flag.
Oh, code name?
There's a flag that has been input by the MPS that says "Do not engage." You make your way to the ramps, the side coming down, and the one going up, and you're able to kind of find a spot that's just out of the sight of the MPS that's looking at that gate. You're there for probably 2 days. Before you hear a familiar roar of an engine as
Damn.
It approaches.
Face.
The terrible charge of this thundering red car pulls up and comes to a screeching stop right before it reaches the gate. You'll see, you're on the other side though, you're on the passenger side looking at this car. You'll hear as a window goes down and you'll see this muscular red arm reach out as it produces what looks like a pass. You'll see the people at the gate will do a quick scan. The gates will open wide, and the car will tear up the ramp, followed by four additional speeders. All went together. Several hours later, so this is now deep into the night, you know that he's gone up, he has to return. So you've decided to wait just a little bit longer. Eventually, you hear, once again, before you see him, that familiar tear as he comes back down the ramp to rejoin the undercrust. And you'll see that stupid fucking red car as he pulls out of the ramp and he starts tearing down the roadway.
It's not getting any bigger, pal.
And you follow. You're following him for about an hour before eventually his car starts to slow. And he moves. You match speed. You start to slow down, maybe even coming to a stop. As he starts to slowly pull towards the river's edge,
And you see this large kind of like what looks like at a point it may have had the faded outline of like a cannery. As you see him pull the car around the back, and then the engine cuts out.
I am going to. So it looks like maybe they're getting you're going into this cannery.
Looks like. I mean, from what you can tell, from what you can hear, from what you can see, it looks like he's going into the cannery.
Are we like by the wharf?
Yes. Okay. You're kind of like on the river's edge, kind of by like a wharf section.
Got it. Damn.
There's
so cool.
A lot of
like a stanky version of the DC wharf.
Exactly. Right. Kind of, yeah. Exactly right. Yep.
I am going to be trying to think of the mantra of where like I feel the serendipity of being saved, and there's a lot of conflicting feelings that I have in this past week. But with Rhett and Pike trying to convince me, I'm trying to listen to them, but I want to get a sense of what is this place? Is this an old fucking cannery? Like, what? How heavily guarded? How armored? How many goons? I mean, I've only seen goons around town, but everywhere I go, they're everywhere. So I'm thinking of, like, can I try to get a sense of how many people are there and how heavily fortified this
place? Roll investigation check.
22.
Even in this chase, your blood has kind of been boiling. You're trying to keep the mantra of Pike and Rhett in your head, but you can't help grapple with this fact that someone who's leading up the people you have been chasing for so long is right in front of you. But you can see, as you look out, you can see that this looks like just a kind of like dock warehouse. As you pay a little bit closer attention and you wait for just a couple minutes, you start to see a couple people shifting within. You make note on the outside, what look like dormant laser turrets have been attached to the out front.
Jesus.
So something that is what Shit. You would come to understand is heavily guarded and enforced.
So
anybody who goes in the front door is met by someone. Yeah. A lot of guards, doesn't seem to be any sneaking in.
But it's not initially obvious. Like,
it's not, you have to give it a couple minutes to kind of watch some coming and going. It's definitely not immediately obvious. This doesn't look like a buzzing hive of a villainous criminal den. You know, this you do have to give it a bit. And it almost to the untrained eye would look like the normal comings and goings.
Okay.
But this is a lot of people here and heavy artillery.
I will then go back, report all this, say, hey, there's like a fucking army like that they have. We got to figure out something because effectively this isn't going to be something where we can just cut off the head of the snake easily.
Damn.
That is what I'll report back. But I think in the downtime as part of the bounty hunting that he's doing is I think he would try to get a sense of the Kyojin Energy Company and sort of figuring out what they're doing here and... I have to imagine that maybe there's some Etheron that they have employed as well. And so my hope is that learning about the company...
Just like the old days.
Yeah. Once I, and especially once Co reports to me that she sees, like, employees and red belts like
I would have told you about the Kyojin guy that I met in the den, 100%. Yeah. I just didn't know we were doing
together,
that yet.
Folks.
Yeah, and I definitely would have told you that.
Throughout the week, right, this is sort of obviously, like, downtime rules, which is fucking awesome. But, like, what I would be doing is for this week, if I could try to... start to sort of snoop around the power plants and the various, you know, whatever kind of facilities that they would have.
Processing facilities.
And if I can find some drunk old Etheron, like, dude that would, like, maybe go to a dive bar and get changed and leave his uniform in a locker.
Oh, shit.
Yoink the uniform and, like, throw that on.
Let's go.
Just, like, I wouldn't want to do anything too risky. Like, Rhett's not the kind of guy that's going to walk into the fucking plant, but at least get on the grounds past, like, sort of look like I know I'm supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And at least at a surface level, do whatever in kind of investigation that I can to get a better sense of what this company's doing here and how they're involved in the gang.
Your week goes a little like exactly as you described.
Sweet.
You are able to kind of, you've now all kind of come accustomed with these reactors a bit. Co's maybe described some of how it works, some of how they set up. You're able to kind of like track down the closest one to the building you're staying in. You spend a little bit of time, you eventually end up finding this old Etheron that was working at the plant,
who just gets hammered one night at the bar, passes out at the table.
A can't common, be a fun job, you know.
A common occurrence, yeah. Right? A common occurrence. It has also classic, like, really easy to acquire just overalls. Like, almost like a mechanics overalls.
Yeah, not too different from what
anywhere.
I normally wear, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. But did have a badge that said security consultant. What this will allow you to do is, though, this will allow you to basically get onto a reactor plant and start to kind of investigate things from the outside. And as you said, maybe you're not looking to get, like, all the way in, or, you know, if you want to feel that out, you definitely can. But what you're going to start to do, what I'll tell you you're going to discover at this point, you're looking at this reactor, and you get, this is a gargantuan structure. It does not pierce the highways above. It stays kind of like in the undercrust, so it doesn't upset the kind of like nicer experience of the above. But you start to look around, you start to figure out the workings here, and you understand that this thing feels like it's drilling deep into the ground.
Oh shit!
And you don't know exactly how far down it's going, but it's pulling up a form of power out of the ground. Through talking with people, figuring things out, you're gonna come to find that they are basically they're drawing out of the ground tellucium.
Tellucium.
And as they do it, it has a negative impact on the environment around them.
Classic.
But it is a condensed form of power that allows them to do to power an absolute immense amount of things around. One day, when you're at one of the plants, mm-hmm. and you're investigating, you're checking things out on the outside, you experience everything for a moment goes black. In the entire area. All the lights cut out. Everything goes dark. And you look around, you're seeing way off in the distance, in the undercrust, you see some lights still kind of lit up from a neon area, but it looks like this whole neighborhood section.
The power's out.
The power has gone out. Off to the side, off to the side of the reactor, you'd seen a couple of other Kyojin employees, look like maybe engineers, talking with what you at this point is easily discernible to you was a Scarlet Eye game.
That
classic exchanging of the hands. This is middle of the day. Presumably,
damn.
They're supposed to be inside working.
Yeah.
And they're outside maybe shooting up or maybe just getting something for the evening. But their attentions have certainly been drawn. And that has resulted in a rolling blackout in the area. And you'll hear call out across across almost this like open field chain fence. What the fuck are you doing out there? This guy will walk out, bald headed, same kind of overalls, but he'll walk out, and if you catch a glimpse, you'll see not a tag, but like almost sewn into his overalls this form. And he's making his way beeline, furious, towards the Kyojin employees that is talking to the Scarlet Goon. And you'll hear him say, you all need to get the fuck back to work right now. What do you think we're paying you for? So rolling blackouts can run through the fucking town? Get inside.
So they just, like, stop working. And, like, the power just cuts out.
Wow.
Well, presumably. Like, right. The fact that you've seen these Kyojin employees in red dens, you don't know how many people across how many spaces have been pulled away from work at what time. And the result of them, you're starting to kind of draw the dots, the result of them getting in like deeper and deeper involved in this red line is work. The work's not being focused on at these power plants. And the result of that is occurred these rolling blackouts, which this is the first one you'll experience, but you will experience more throughout the week as you go through.
Damn.
If I could get either a glimpse of the name tag or find out if that guy had the same name as the guy that Pike
Ooh,
mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
Coral or Corral or whatever.
I would say you do see the name Foreman Corral.
Corral.
On his jumper.
Because Puster,
I've been here a month. Do I know anything about the rolling blackouts? Do I know if it's just the undercrust, or do I know if it's affecting the top slice as well?
Oh. Yes, I would say that...
Would I be pissed off about this as well?
You would be pissed off about this as well. You may not necessarily understand why, but you would know that these rolling blackouts are reserved specifically to the undercrust.
Damn.
Almost as if it's something that would just be impacting power, but they're diverting all reserve energy to ensure that the top slice is never impacted, and that's almost causing more frequent rolling blackouts.
Dude, these guys suck. This is a fucked up situation.
But it sounds like this Corral guy is like a no-nonsense, like...
Yeah, and you'll hear the goon. Listen, old man, you don't want to fuck with us. You know how dangerous the Scarlet Eye is? You know who you're dealing with?
Rhett's trying to get the tea.
Listen, fucking kid. Pedal your shit somewhere else.
Oh, shit.
You want this whole fucking place covered in darkness? Get the fuck out of here. Leave my guys alone. And you three, get the fuck back inside and get the goddamn lights on.
We have a common enemy.
This won't be the last you hear from me. Fucking Corral. You wanna fuck with us? You know what we can do? You wanna fuck with Kyojin? You know what we can do? I'll fucking bury you. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, this is bad.
Oh.
This is so bad. We are way in over our heads.
And they'll, he will shuffle his guys back inside as the Scarlet Goon will, shuffle off, elsewhere.
Oh, this is bad. All these guys are scum fucks, but I guess they're scum fucks that hate each other.
Whole Energy Corporation, though? We're not just dealing with drug dealers here.
Man, that goddamn fucking fortress. I got a feeling that this Corral guy, he might be a good contact to make. I tried to stay the fuck away from him while I was snooping around, but if y'all want me to somehow sneak in and let me drop him a line and we can meet with him, maybe, you know, having this fucking common enemy, we might be able to get some help.
It's not a bad idea. Whatever this shit is, it's not even the normal stuff. Those guys that I talked to in the den, this is another level. People are dying. But it seems like they're testing it out in the undercrust before they ship it up to the top slice.
If this Corral guy is trustworthy, I mean, the Kyojin assholes have enforcer goons. The Scarlet... I have fucking enforcer goons and the MPS, and none of them are on the same fucking side. They're all just fucking coexisting because everyone's making money hand over fist.
Is there somewhere we can meet down here that would be safe and inconspicuous for this Corral guy?
Safe and inconspicuous? You're gonna ask fucking me?
I mean, you know this place, and maybe it's been a week, and maybe I would have an idea. But like, we gotta figure out where, if we can meet with this guy.
What if we do it at a show? We invite him to a show, it's too loud, no one can fucking overhear us.
I think that's fucking brilliant.
That's a great idea. Yeah!
Alright. Hey, do you have one in mind? Just give me the info and I'll try to slip it to him if I can. I take him aside and say, look, I'm wearing a fucking uniform. Clearly your security's lacking and I have a sense that you're in a bad fucking way because of this fucking syndicate and these drugs. And I hope that you're on the same fucking page as I am. And I'll show him my guild's certification of like, hey, the name's Red Indigo. I'm a bounty hunter. And we want to fucking clean up this place and take in the distributor that's been fucking ruining this city and this fucking neighborhood. Are we on the same page?
I've seen you all moving around. We're on the same page. Bounty hunters.
Bounty hunters. And this big thunderfuck that's getting these drugs into all your employees, we want to take them out. Well, I can't say too much, but if you meet us at the fucking show tonight, Widow's Wail, I think they're called, we can talk about it there.
This fucking redline poisoned has been destroying us down here. These rolling blackouts, a mess. People are getting hurt. People are dying. I don't want that. My people don't want that. I don't want to see them suffer.
Look, maybe we can help each other out, all right?
Listen, we've never been able... We can't get in a fucking all-out street war with these goddamn scarlet eyes. I bark at them enough, sometimes they move away, but... I don't know how much you know about these guys at this point. These are hard fucking killers. This isn't just... These aren't pickpockets and drug peddlers. They know what they're doing, but... We had our eye on this one chick for a while who was messing with them. But,
She's with me now. So, part of the crew. Look, I don't know who's fucking listening. I don't know who's watching. It's not safe to do it here. Anyway, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'll see you tonight.
Yes, you will. Until finally, you see the familiar figure that you've come to know, Rhett, as the foreman. He walks in these big, scale up doors that are just like open now as this concert's in full raging form. As he comes in, kind of like a trench coat on, as he walks in, and he kind of gives a quick glance around until his eyes fall on you, Rhett, and he makes his way over. And finally, Foreman makes his way over to the group of you collected. I wouldn't have pegged you for this taste of music, Rhett.
I'll just pretend you're enjoying it. I hand him one of the beers that Pike gave me, and
thank you.
Remember, we're enjoying the show, and I would want everybody to be at least participating in some way, right? So that we're all sort of on the same page,
right,
as we talk,
right?
All right, so what can you tell us about Big Thunder, and why the fuck haven't y'all done anything about it?
Good fucking question!
It's not as simple as you'd think. Yeah.
Good job. Good job, guys! Yeah!
Yeah.
Do either this or this. This is more classic, but you can still do this.
Okay, alright. Scarlet Eye's bigger than just this world. Here you just got Big Thunder peddling down here to the Undercity. That's all he was supposed to be doing, at least, but he started making trips topside to the top slice. Some have said he's flying higher than his station. But you gotta understand, Rhett, these are fucking cold-blooded murderers. We haven't moved on them because we're a fucking power company. We can't be seen just rolling straight into the Scarlet Eye's main base. Just start gunning people down. Could we give them a fight? Sure, probably. But then what's gonna fucking happen? All the cameras, the goons that get away? They're gonna say, fucking Kyojin, just storm the base. And then where are we at? Then the fucking Scarlet Enforcers all over the system are gonna land here, and it's gonna be war in the streets. That's not what we want. Yeah, we want the Red Line to stop. I don't want my guys fucking hooked. But I can't just take him to a bloody street fight.
Well, lucky for you and your fucking company, we're here to do your goddamn dirty work.
They have a fucking army. How many of your skull-cracking thugs can you devote to this?
Well, depends on what your talents are. I can send in a couple of people undercover. I mean, you're licensed bounty hunters.
We need a lot fucking more than a couple. We know you haven't.
We can put up enough. But we need you all to go in first. We can't just walk straight through the fucking doors. You'd have to get somewhere. You'd have to be able to turn off the cameras, disable the security. The second they see us coming, they're gonna start fucking shooting.
All right, kid. That's where you're best.
That's where I come in. I can disable all of that.
How are we gonna get even fucking 20 feet away from that place?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We need to fucking get inside first, and based on what
they're
she
not gonna
found,
wanna try sit down and fucking chat.
They got laser turrets and a fucking army, so. Oh, by the way, she's Presumably the one you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, we've heard about you.
It's Ko. You heard about me?
Yeah, there's a bit of a bounty on your head, colloquially.
That's not good.
Oh.
It's not so much a bounty as it is a fucking beatdown and a drag in.
I'm making about me?
Big Thunder's looking for you.
Hey.
Where it is, he wants to fucking crash your skull himself.
So is there
a
chance?
Let him fucking try.
He put out some kind of bounty, official or unofficial. Is this word out that he's looking for?
It's on the streets. That's what I hear from my guys.
Can I check the interwebs and see if there's an official bounty? If I could quickly pull up my grid boy and double check this.
Yeah, you can run a computer check and see if this is something that seems like an official bounty. Now that you're a fully licensed bounty owner,
check the system.
You can run against the you can run a computer check against the GBG.
I run a few queries and I get an 18.
Oh,
with an 18, you try and look into this relatively quickly. You would not be able to find any official. A better way to describe it is you would know that there is no official bounty for the GBG.
I feel confident that there isn't anything.
For Ko.
If there's a contract or a bounty on Ko's head, it's not official. It's all street stuff, just like Carl saying.
Yeah, that's fucking easy.
Yeah.
He's serving himself up on a fucking silver platter.
As long as he hasn't gotten wind of what we're looking to do, maybe he fucking turn you in.
Oh, I've been a big blue beacon in the fucking sky. They're not gonna pay attention to you guys. You have the license. You're from the guild.
We have a license, and they fucking fall for that, and we're just bounty hunters that fucking clapped you in chains and brought you in. We collect the bounty. And then we can get your guys in.
Yeah. I think something like that just might work. If you, you'd have to be ice cold. You'd have to play it cool. If this kid can do what you say he can do, and you think he can disable the systems, you walk in with her, they're gonna let you in. They're gonna take you to Big Thunder. And if he could split off even for a couple moments, kill the cameras, whatever the hell else you can do, I'll bring my fucking hottest hitters.
All right, we got a plan. The question is when. It's better to... How fast can you get your guys together?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow night. Tomorrow night.
Sooner the better. The longer that these fucking assholes are... The sooner they're fucking dead, the longer they're off the street.
And we don't even want to give them a chance to catch a whiff of what we're cooking up.
Yeah, I gotta make a couple calls, but...
You can commit to that. Tomorrow night would do just fine.
Well, we can move as soon as you'd like.
You got it.
All right. Sounds like we've got a deal.
I don't think we need to say any more presently. I'll get there next round.
Everyone's starting to feel... Like a clear picture's starting to come into place. What seemed like a pretty insurmountable... task to be able to handle. Now you have what you've come to understand a relatively trustworthy ally in terms of maybe not a true friend, but certainly an enemy of an enemy. With that, you feel like things are starting to look up. Like you're really about to kind of take the fight to the Scarlet Eye and come out on top. And for you two, well, the three of you, you'll know that that'll mean like a relatively solid payday out of this tiered distributor for the Scarlet Eye Syndicate. You're feeling pretty good.
Sweet.
As you continue to party throughout the night.
So, well, yeah, I think we'll, once the show's over, you know, I think we'll, with the
walk
buzz
back.
On,
it's close, right?
It's feeling pretty
good.
We'll walk back
and get
a good night's sleep.
At this point, you've been walking. The apartment building starts to come into sight. It's pretty late at night. You see the light still on in Mrs. Ume's place. She's moving around. You can actually see her through the window as you start to approach. She turns. She even sees you waving, Ziggy. She sees all of you waving. She goes and actually opens the window.
and shouts down to you. Oh, you're back. I was waiting up for you. I hope, let me go ahead, I'll just pop another, a last round of cookies into the oven.
Nice.
We'll get it started. How was everything? And then you hear, ding. And, wait, I didn't start the, glass shatters in all directions as the whole third floor of the apartment building is blasted and torched in a fiery blaze of inferno. You instantly lose sight of Mrs. Yuma. And that's where we'll end the session.
Oh, I see, Mace. Now I see why you...
That's where you'll find me.